This is the WPCA Insider Report, your exclusive access to the World Professional Chuckwagon Association with race results, schedules, standings, and more. Presented by GMC.
Well, we are less than a day away from the kickoff to the 2017 WPCA season. It begins in Grand Prairie at the Stompede tomorrow. I know it. I look at it and I go, I think I'm saying it wrong, but it's the Stompede. We're very pleased to have join us this week. He is the defending Grand Prairie champion and a two-time Calgary Stampede champion, Kurt Bensmiller, kind enough to spend some time with us. Mr. Bensmiller, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks.
I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. The eve, the day before, butterflies, how do you describe? I mean, you got to be itching to get back on the track, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't really ever get too many butterflies. The guy spent a lot of time driving and training all spring, so now you're hoping that what you did so far is going to pay off.
Tell me about that. I mean, with other athletes, I mean, it's in the gym or it's working on technique. What's the off season for a driver? What do you do to prepare for the upcoming year?
Well, I mean, we drive off and on. I drive lots of work teams over the summer, or winter, sorry, and for the last almost 60 days, we've been driving and truck training some of the old boys to get myself in shape as well as the horses.
And what's shape for the driver? When you say in shape, is it timing for you?
Yeah, timing and strength. I mean, you can work out in the gym as much as you want, but you seem to work a lot of different muscles while you're driving an actual horse. So and four of them to boot. It works all kinds of your muscles that seem to be, you know, a little absent after a long winter.
And then tell me about working the horses. How long does it take you to get your team ready?
Well, I like to have almost 60 days in them. So they'll have 54 days this year before their first day of competition.
And what does that entail? I mean, obviously you can replicate, but I don't suppose you can duplicate an actual race. But what do you do to make sure they're ready?
Well, anything that's been around for a couple of years, I don't hook them until probably May long weekend, kind of 2 weeks out. They just get a 3 or 4 hooks and then they're ready to go. I truck train them since around that April 1st and just increase the distance that they go. So we start off at about 1.5 miles, and by the end, we're closer to that 3.5 miles every day. They go 6 days on, 1 day off. They get their whole full course meal every night, you know, 3 times a day. They're in the barns just to make sure that they're properly cared for and out of their weather. And the new horses, we start breaking them with Percherons or Clydes and get them rolling and teach them what their job is going to be. And they kind of show you or tell you what they're going to like doing the best, and then you just kind of fit them in where they need to go.
Oh, geez, you gave me a bunch of things. With Kurt Bensmiller is a WPCA Insider Report. Let me start first. Help me out. You know, a lot of our listening audience won't be quite in tune. So when you say truck training, what exactly are you talking about, Kurt?
So we rig up trucks with the pipe around the outside, and at that time we put 4 horses, usually the outfit that goes together. Your left leader, left wheeler, and right wheeler. And then we can control speed and distance that each horse goes every day.
Okay. And when you said hooking them up, my assumption is that's when you actually hook them up to the wagon, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when we actually, not all drivers are the same, but we start our horses all off with like the workhorse type, the big Clydes, you know, that'll outweigh the thoroughbreds by 600-700 pounds, and they're broke more to haul bales and sleigh rides for the kids. So it's just a different, just to get them used to the wagon. And then after that, we put them with other thoroughbreds so that they can start adding a little more speed and technique. And
you also mentioned something that I'm fascinated by. My assumption is you get a horse, you put the horse where you need the horse to be. But you said to try and figure out what goes into deciding exactly if he's going to be, you know, in the front or if he's going to be in the back, left or right. What goes into those decisions for you as a driver?
For me as a driver, it goes in. I mean, the horse tells me which place they're going to go. Dad's bought just about all my new horses since I've started driving, and he can usually pick out, because he's been doing it for so long,
right,
where a horse will go. But for the most part, it's the horse's attitude. A little quicker footed, they're on the front. They can turn a little smoother, or depending on their mouth as well, whether they're on the right or the left side. So quite a bit of – and then they can change, too, as they start to race or different places we go to.
He is Kurt Bensmiller, and he is the defending Grand Prairie champion, and they'll kick that off tomorrow But the WPCA's tour begins in 2017. I want to stay with the horses a little bit, Kurt. And I'm going back to a conversation we had a couple years ago. Where do you get your horses from? Because it's not necessarily local, right?
No, I race some of them in the fall at Lethbridge, so I pick up a couple there. But for the most part, we go down to Prairie Meadows, Iowa, and Columbus, Nebraska is where I get the bulk of my horses from.
And these are thoroughbred horses? These are horses that have been on a track prior to you acquiring them?
Yeah, most of them are still racing when I actually pick them up. I watch them race and watch them in the morning workouts, and then talk to the other owners or trainers, and then we kind of just go from there. And because we've been going down south for so long to Columbus, most of the owners will buy horses accordingly to what we want, and they'll use them, you know, throughout the year, and then they'll sell them to us in the fall.
So there really is almost, for lack of a better term, a plan here for the horse.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. No, they buy them because they know what they can do with them race-wise and where they still fit in there, and then know that they can go to a good home when they're done their racing career, and they can come with us. So it kind of works out pretty good.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the background that WPCA provided with me. Tell me about Judge, one of your horses. Give me a little background on him. Maybe that'll help our listeners understand how this works.
Well, for the most part, when I go down south, like I said, the same trainers are there. So then I've talked to most of them, or Dad has talked to a lot of them, and kind of, you know, we watch results, so we know what we're going down to look at. And then the odd horse pops up out of nowhere that may be closer to the end of his racing career because he can't handle the weight on his back or whatever his problem might be. So Judge was the second horse I looked at while I was down south, and the guy just needed him to go to a good home, and he's kind of got bigger ankles, so he didn't have a lot of running left with weight on his back as a jockey. But you take the weight off and you just allow them to pull the wagon, and usually that won't bother a horse for the rest of his life. So we kind of got lucky, and I was the first one down there. And like I said, he was the second horse I looked at, and he just kind of fit in right away, and he's going to go off the 1-2 barrel and hopefully kind of be a rock star for me is the hope, but she's early yet. So.
Yeah. What's a career for your horses? How long can they race for you?
Depends on the horse. Everybody on the grounds and anybody that knows anything about wagon racing knows about my dad's Black Left Leader Ace, and he's 19 this year. He will be back on the wagon.
Wow.
Probably closer to High River, Medicine Hat. Yep. We've had him since he was 4 years old. Dad bought him and raced him at the racetrack and won 3 races with him and then brought him to the wagon the next year. So this will be his 14th year. I didn't bring him up to Grand Prairie and Saskatoon just because of the distance of traveling. So I just thought it would be easier on him. So he's actually at Norm Cuthbertson's in Strathmore, and they're just still trucking him, and then we'll pick him up, and he's in great shape and ready to go. He wasn't happy that we left him at home, but you have to, we're just doing what's best for him, and he'll be ready to go here in 3 weeks.
That's awesome. One last one on this particular topic, and that has to do with, okay, you're heading up to Grand Prairie, and you mentioned Saskatoon. How many horses are you taking with you? How many do you take normally to a show?
I average around 26. I have 26 here right now.
Wow.
Is what I have.
Okay.
Yeah, so 5 full driving outfits and 6 outriding horses. And then another guy borrows some outriding horses for me. So on the grounds right now, there's 28 of my own horses, and I'm back in 26.
And you have a rotation. Is that hard and firm, or is that more day of that you make a decision?
I try to make it hard and firm, but at this point in stage, like with Ace and I'm not here, I'm trying out a few more new ones and just to try to get them ready. Every show is equally as important, but obviously Panoka and especially the Calgary Stampede are what we're shooting for.
Right.
Them are the biggest shows we have. So that's the main goal, and everything else is a bonus. So.
He is Kurt Benzmiller, our guest here on the WPCA Insider Report. Let's talk a little bit about Grand Prairie. Defending champion, does that, again, I probably know the answer, but I'll ask it. Does that change anything? Does it put any added pressure to you coming to an event? Then you've had success the year prior?
No, not really. The game plan doesn't change. I mean, every night we all go out, doesn't matter what the driver is, going out to try to win it. So, like I said, we try to peak and be performing more to the middle, the start of July and throughout Calgary. So
Right. Everything,
like I said, is a bonus that we get from thereafter. But, I mean, it's a big show. Grand Prairie is one of our highest shows. So a guy still doesn't want to get too far behind, and it's a great show to try to win.
Tell me a little bit about the non-racing component of an event like this. I mean, you are there to win. That goes without saying. But I imagine you're also there to kind of sell your sponsors and sell the sport. What else will you do while you're in Grand Prairie to kind of, bring people to the sport?
Well, we'll do a couple of functions. I mean, Summit's a big, and GMC are big sponsors for our tour, which is, involves every show that we stop at. So we'll go do functions for them and meet and greet their clients and just try to make sure that they're looked after. And depending on the show, but up here in Grand Prairie, Transpeace Construction really looks after me, and they don't ask too much for me. They're just happy to run the tarp and come down and hang out with the horses and look after everybody that way. So,
and this event, I mean, everybody's there. Is it being the first one out of the gate? Is this kind of a, old home week? Is there a lot of slapping on the back? Or you guys been the drivers in communication prior to this? Or is this kind of a coming together for the first time in the season?
No, it's more of a coming together. The drivers that hang out, there's, everybody has their own group, whether they have the four or five family members or not. So, I mean, me and Jordy Fike hang out quite a bit and talk lots on the phone, and this is the first time we actually hang out. And then he'll stay at my house in between here and the next show, and then I stay at his house throughout High River and stuff like that, so that, we everybody has their certain relationships, but it's more just starting to see a lot of guys for the first time.
With Kurt Benchmiller, our guest here on the WPCA Insider Report. Just a couple more for you. I want to ask you about the Grand Prairie Chuckwagon Heritage Foundation. It's 9 years that this foundation has raised and donated over $500,000 in added prize money for drivers. What's this all about, Kurt?
Well, they're a charity organization that goes and has a bunch of different functions throughout the winter. And then they put up added money for each wagon group that's up here. I mean, they throw up added dash money for the pony chuck wagons, the WCA, and then, of course, us, the WPCA. So they're just a group of people that really enjoys Western heritage, and they're making sure that it definitely works up here in this North Country.
Last one for you, Kurt. How can people keep track of you? How can they keep track of you throughout the season? And particularly, we know a lot of people in the city are going to be very excited when the Stampede rolls around, but how can they keep track of you and your team?
I'm on Twitter with Benchmiller CWR, and then I'm also have Kurt Benchmiller Racing from my Facebook page. And, of course, you can always log into the WPCA website and track anybody you'd like and go from there.
Good stuff. Kurt, really appreciate the time. Best of luck tomorrow in Grand Prairie as the season kicks off, and look forward to catching up with you throughout the season. Thanks for making some time today.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Kurt Benchmiller, kind enough to join us in Grand Prairie, getting set for the 2017 Grand Prairie Stompede. He's the defending champion. It's the first stop on the nine-stop tour of the WPCA. And, of course, Calgary comes up pretty much right smack dab in the middle, but Pinoca, High River, Strathmore, right in this neighborhood, that's part of the tour. We'll be talking about those events. Kind of interesting, the story of the horses and the, kind of the planning that they're doing. I didn't realize it was quite that detailed, and then talked to Kurt, I think it was a couple years ago at Hometown Hockey downtown. He was kind enough to be at that event. We were talking about him, and his dad does a majority of the scouting, but goes as far as Pennsylvania to find horses and, thoroughbreds that, Kurt just talked about it. They're pretty much done as jockey horses, but now you can extend their careers by adding them to the wagon. It's pretty cool. Appreciate that. This has been the WPCA Insider Report. For more information and tour stop information, go to WPCA.com.
This is the WPCA Insider Report, your exclusive access to the World Professional Chuckwagon Association, with race results, schedules, standings, and more. Presented by GMC.